This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
That time of the week when we talk to Richard Pascoe. And of course, Richard being our Fab FM tech guy, and always interesting stuff to talk to him about, and we'll give you his website right at the end of this. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul.
Let's get into the tech stuff. And do I need a VPN on my smartphone?
Probably not is the answer. You'd have to ask yourself first, why do you actually need one? Lots of advertising about VPNs. A VPN is a virtual private network. So what that happens is that if you go on your computer and you want to connect very securely, let's say from home to work, you use a VPN on that. On a phone, probably not. If you're a traveler, we can't travel at the moment, and you know, we might be going to places and suddenly we've got public Wi-Fi there. We might use a VPN on public Wi-Fi, but I'd prefer you to use your data on your phone. If you were overseas, let's say in China, who's going to China?
Nobody.
Yeah.
But not just now. But I say to people, don't go to China at all. I would never, ever, ever, ever travel to China and spend money over there while that government human rights are down the toilet.
It's exactly right, Paul. So if you're going to China and you want to connect somewhere outside of China on your smartphone, you might want to go along and use it. But that's about it. For everyone else, no. Now, what's happening is, Paul, VPNs on smartphones are causing huge issues when browsing the internet. Basically, no connection. As well, so you go and try to Google something, it won't connect, and you think there's something wrong with your phone. I spoke to a telco this week, had 30 people in the last 2 weeks have walked in and said, there's something wrong with my phone. They all had VPNs on there. Pulled the VPNs off, phone is back to normal. So it's a big no from me about VPNs on smartphones.
Can you do it yourself, or you need to go to a shop?
No, you just delete the app and everything goes back to normal. So
terrific.
Put your finger on the screen, hold it, let it wobble for a minute, click that X and it's gone.
Excellent, excellent. Now, deleted a file. Now, there's nothing worse than deleting something that you think, oh, I didn't want to delete that. So what are you saying this morning?
This is why, if you delete a file, this is why I'd like you to be on the cloud, use a cloud service, because digital life is easier now, because we've got those cloud services like iCloud, Google Drive, OneDrive, Dropbox to fall back on. Now, if you accidentally delete a file, and remember, all of those services, if you've got them on a computer, not all of them, so let's say you've got OneDrive or Dropbox on your computer, you've got all these files stored in there, they're keeping a copy on your computer and a copy on the cloud. So OneDrive or Dropbox have got a copy as well. But if you go along and delete a file, we've all done it, and you go along next week and go, oh my God, I really needed that file back, you can go to OneDrive or Dropbox on the cloud, log into there, and they've got a rubbish bin there. It sits in there for 30 days, Paul. So iCloud, 30 days. They keep things that has been erased, and then they permanently erase it after 30 days. Google Drive, which lots of people use, 30 days. OneDrive, which comes from Microsoft, they're kept for 30 days. But if you've got a business account on OneDrive as well, 93 days they'll keep it for you, just in case. Far safer, Paul, than going along and backing it up to external drives. I've just got off the phone from somebody, and they said, I tried to save space on my computer. I've saved everything onto my external drive. It's died.
You've got, you know, material on there that is invaluable, and it's a nightmare. It's like, I guess it's the equivalent of having a fire and losing the photographs.
Exactly right. So I always say to people, you know, I'm a big believer in three copies of something. Copy on your computer, copy on external media, and copy in the cloud. Then you don't lose things like this poor woman's about to. And getting stuff back from external drives when they die can be very, very expensive, Paul.
Mm. So you're a man who likes things in triplicate.
I do, Paul.
There you go.
That's the best way to do things. So I've actually put all of that about the cloud is up on the website. We'll give that at the end of the podcast.
We are talking to FabFM's tech guy, Richard Pascoe, as we do each week. Now, medical authorities are warning against taking your smartphone into the toilet. Now, the obvious thing would be don't take it into the toilet because there's a chance you could drop it into the toilet, but there are other things they're concerned about.
Exactly right, Paul. So the message is post quickly and get off the toilet. If you're sitting in for a long session and you're on social media, it's time to get off the toilet because you're spending too long on there. So a gastroenterologist revealed he recently had to surgically remove a giant hemorrhoid from the 23-year-old woman, and has also treated another 15 young people in the past 18 months for exactly the same condition, Paul. The only thing that they can go along and say was common in all of them was going to the toilet and scrolling for too long on the toilet. So they're spending 20, 25 minutes, half an hour on average. Get out of the toilet, people. So it was actually quite, so I realised that some people are actually taking their smartphone in the toilet because they want to be connected and they will spend 20 minutes plus with their mobile phone while doing number two. We don't need you doing this. Now, the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons has said that sphincter control, don't we love the word sphincter?
Yeah, I've heard that before. Is that really a medical term?
Yes, yeah, sphincter control. You've got to have good control over your sphincter, Paul.
Right.
And so...
Okay, go on.
Said sphincter control declines and blood clots develop when you're spending too long on the toilet. This can lead to hemorrhoidal disease similar to excessive straining from chronic constipation or prolapse.
You know what? You know what? Just when I think it's safe to go back onto podcast, you always roll something out, and this is the one for today.
Exactly right, Paul. We knew it was going to do that. So yes. So that what I would like to see, Paul. You know when the Queensland health minister gets up and explains about the situation of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up there about, you know, with Corona, and we've got the same down here. I'd love to see them get up and go, get off the toilet, people, because you're going to get hemorrhoids. I reckon that'll be one of the greatest press conferences of all time. And then the police person coming along and going, we're going to give you 10 minutes, then you've got to move on. It's straining on your ball.
Oh, no. You beeped again. You can't say that.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on. We're talking with Richard Pascoe. Go on.
Can we just go back to the toilet just for a second?
Oh, no. Do we have to?
Yeah, just for a quick second, Paul.
All right.
I don't understand the obsession with taking your phone into the toilet. Now, I was at a urinal yesterday.
Oh,
and there was
gee whiz.
Hold on, Paul. And there were three blokes on their smartphone while standing at the urinal. Can I, you know, clean your smartphone as well, people. That's what I'm saying. I think that was disgusting. I really do.
So, but I don't think you can hold your smartphone at the same time as you're at the urinal. It'd be very difficult to do. Don't you need both hands? Oh, dear. Sorry, mate.
It's okay. They were standing there. They've got a smartphone in their left hand and they're...
Oh, no. No, you can't say that. Can we move on?
We can.
Yes, good. Good. Okay, the crap tech item of the week. What have we got this week?
This is being flogged on Facebook at the moment. It's called Total AV. I would call it total crap. It says it's a new $3 app taking the US by storm. I don't think this would blow a candle out, let alone a storm. Their flagship brand is not a flagship brand, people. Total AV, they say it's one of the most popular protection tools on Google to protect you against internet security risks and prevent online threats.
It's an antivirus thing.
It's an antivirus thing. That's not going to prevent you from anything. They say that we developed a powerful algorithm that eliminates anything harmful before you were even at risk. Can I just say, if we read that sentence carefully, it's the biggest load of crap of all time. We have developed an algorithm that eliminates anything harmful before you are even at risk. I don't understand that.
No.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
Not at all. So it says, as part of our dedicated commitment to internet security and our customers, ripping them off, you can get it for just $2.99. You wouldn't pay anything anyway for this. You don't need any experience to use it. Please don't use it. And it takes 2 minutes to set up. Many of our users' computers or iPhone devices are now running faster. No, they are not. And more efficiently after using the tool. They say more and more people are using this instead of spending $150 an hour for PC or smartphone repair costs or $1,000 for a new machine. Prevention is always much better than cure. Complete and utter load of crap. It's flogged on Facebook at the moment. Stay away from it. Do not install this at all. It's completely useless on an iPhone. It does not work. If you read down in the comments on it, all these people are saying, my iPhone actually ran better after I removed this piece of rubbish.
Well, it's not much money, but at the same time, it's you don't need this useless stuff. Hey, I just want to ask you, I know that you're not keen on some antivirus things. Yeah. If you wanted an antivirus thing, you're saying basically, if I can remember, just to remind people, that the one that comes with the computer is enough. You don't need an external one. Is that right?
Don't. The only time you buy something else, and probably the only two I recommend now are Norton and Trend.
Okay.
The only time you would go down that track is if you can't follow all the rules that we set in place, and we'll quickly go over them, Paul. You're keeping Windows updates working, you're keeping it up to date. You're not browsing to unsafe websites as well. So that means you don't browse, let's say, an obscure Russian website that's going to show you TV shows that you'd normally have to pay for. That's a recipe for disaster. You treat all emails with suspicion. In most cases, you're going to be fine doing that. If you've got kids in the house who are going hell for leather on your computer, or you're not really sure what you're doing, or as one bloke said to me the other day, I really want to browse adult content as well. I'll do everything else, but I need to browse adult content. You might want to get another antivirus on top just to keep you. It's probably not going to protect you anymore, but it gives you a bit of peace of mind.
Let's move on, and of course we go off onto our tangent now, and things that aren't around anymore. And I remind you today, Richard Pascoe, no longer are around, and these were fabulous when they first came out, and quite revolutionary actually, particularly if you went to the beach, was the transistor radio.
Oh, Paul, love the transistor radio.
Because before the transistor radio, you had to plug things into electricity, and then the little transistor radio. Now, do you remember the ones that were in the leather cases?
I do. I actually have a Panasonic that I got from my mum, and what I'll do is I'm going to send you a photo of it. I'm going to find it, send a photo to you. I thought they were great at the time. And do you remember, I used to love it as a kid because some of them had short wave on there.
Yes.
And put the antenna all the way out at night and try and pick up foreign stations.
Yes. Oh, no, they were fantastic. But they came in, I know the National Panasonic that you're talking about that has the leather case, but before that, they used to have the little plastic ones, remember? And they were tiny, yeah. And a little strap on them, and you could take them to the beach to listen to the radio. And they were fantastic. And people just suddenly, transistor radios were everywhere on Australian beaches.
They were. It was very, very good how that happens. And now what we do, we take the smartphone down the beach. Or as somebody, I was talking to a person today, had his smartphone on and was paddling along the Murray yesterday and lost his phone in the Murray. So, yes, he just took it out because he wanted to hear some stuff. So, yes.
Now, talking of transistor radios, in the studio I have one here. And this one is a transistor radio with a little strap on it and the radio dial and what have you. And this is a Chrysler. A little Chrysler portable made in Australia. Chrysler Australasia Proprietary Limited for that little Chrysler. Now, I bought that at a market one day, and it's a little red one, and I put it up here just as, you know, just in honour of radio, so to speak. But it's got all of the stations in Sydney, 2KY, 2GB, It's got all of, you know what was interesting about the dial? They had all of the different states and the dial. And I even on here, there's a 5DN, which was Adelaide, yeah, of Adelaide, course. Yeah. Adelaide and 3UZ in Melbourne, and had all the little radio stations on that dial. But and it worked on batteries. But initially, some of these ones had quite large batteries. They were quite large, big ones.
The D-sized batteries.
The D size.
The D was the round, big, giant, fat one.
That's right.
That used to go. Used a lot of flashlights back then. Used to have them as well.
That's right. And but then they got it down to the little one. You know that you have the two little attachments you plug in, the two of them.
The nine volt one.
The 9 volt one, and then they went down to even smaller than that. But you know what's interesting about the back of this radio is that it has genuine leather. This was genuine leather that was part of the plastic on the front, but then the back part is all leather. Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that because we made things back then with care?
With care, and things were made to last. Now they're just made to go a certain amount of time and then they fall apart.
That's right.
What do you got?
Two things, Paul, very quick food things. Do you remember, and I brought this up because he is back on TV now in an ad, Wendy's Agro ice cream cone.
What? I've never heard of those.
In the Wendy's ice cream stores, they used to have to make you up an ice cream, and it looked like Agro, the puppet on TV.
He's fantastic. Wasn't Agro fantastic?
He was. I always remember the time when Agro hosted. Do you remember Tonight Live with Steve Vizard?
Oh, yes.
Yep, which was great. Now, one night, Agro hosted it, and he had Marty the Monster on as a guest that night. And it would say there was two, basically, it was a bloke dressed up, yes, and Agro on the desk. And I always remember the point saying, can you imagine if somebody flew in from another country, turned the TV on, and we've got a puppet and a bloke dressed up, and this is what we call TV in Australia at the time.
Well, Agro was fantastic. He really was. Do you remember who was Agro?
Still the same bloke. He did... What was his name? No, I can't remember.
Jamie Dunn.
That's it.
Jamie Dunn. Now, do you want to have a little listen to Agro?
You know what happens when you get naughty, don't you?
Yes, the ratings go up.
What happens when you misbehave?
The ratings go through the roof.
What else happens when you misbehave?
The show gets the flick and Disney takes over.
No.
Why do I look so sad? Oh, well, my teacher yelled at me for something I didn't do.
Oh, that's a shame. What didn't you do?
Me homework.
Thanks for the award, Mr. Martin.
I've got to get personal. You have a fur ball problem?
Not if I dress to the left, I'm okay.
How come you put a glass of water in front of a puppet?
Seriously, I mean...
I can't pick it up. I can't drink it. I got no throat. I'm not real.
No, mate, you're unreal. You're looking good. What's your secret after 30 years? You been in mothballs or
well,
was it Botox?
Puppets don't age, Steve. We don't age. Although, you know, I could be part of the Dead Puppet Society.
Is there such a thing?
There's Aussie Ostrich, Dickie Knee, Anthony Albanese.
Oh, no, I think he should come back, mate, because we need a bit of fun in politics. He could do a political thing each week. It'd be fantastic.
It would be very good, because he was very clever.
So, absolutely. Yeah. What else have you got?
The other thing I've got for you, Paul, is Polly Waffles.
Now, I think they're back.
But they're not the same, Paul.
Oh, okay. So the old Polly Waffles were fantastic. They used to float around sometimes in swimming pools.
Well, I was just going to bring that. There was nothing better than seeing a Polly Waffle floating in the
swimming
pool.
Right. But we're talking about a real Polly Waffle. I remember a movie. What movie was it? I kind of Bill Murray sort of comes to mind.
Caddyshack.
Did he have a Polly Waffle in the pool?
Yes, he did too at the time, which cleared the pool out very, very quickly.
People thought it was something else, but he grabbed it and then ate it.
they did too. It's going back to what we were talking about earlier, folks, in case you're not keeping up with things as well. So, yeah.